Hello, my name is Kat Cook, and welcome to class. This simple 15-minute forest yoga-inspired session is a great class to do as a way to wake up and get ready for your day, or as a great way to wind down after a long day. You'll need a yoga mat and a block. If you don't have a block, you can grab either a second yoga mat, a pillow, or some kind of big blanket, something that you can roll up and put in between your legs and actually get a good squeeze on it. So if you need to find that prop, go ahead and press pause and come back and we'll begin. Okay, go ahead and sit comfortably. You can sit cross-legged. You can bring your back up against the wall if you need extra support. And if your hips are tight, you can also find something to sit on. So if you have a yoga bolster, a blanket, something that's going to help your hips to open up and help you feel more comfortable. We want you to actually feel comfortable while you're sitting here so you can focus on your breathing. From here, go ahead and sit up tall. Plug your sit bones down into the ground like you're plugging a lamp into an outlet. So there's a small pressure and a push down into the ground. And then from there, inhale, lift your ribs up away from the pelvis. And on exhale, relax your shoulder blades down your back. Inhale, look up towards the ceiling. Exhale, tuck your chin down towards your chest. Inhale, come back to center. And then exhale, relax your jaw. We're going to work with comfortable breathing. So what we're aiming for here is that you inhale until you're comfortably full and you exhale until you're comfortably empty. That is all you have to do. Just think about what feels good. Let's begin. Inhale until you feel comfortably full. And then when you're ready, exhale until you feel comfortably empty. Again, inhale and fill yourself up, feeling for that moment of just being deliciously full. And exhale until you're comfortably empty. And then keep going at your own pace. I'll breathe with you here for a little while, but you don't have to follow my breath. You do what feels good to you. Keep going. Do a couple more rounds on your own. As we go through the rest of class, you'll continue with this kind of breathing. So trying to stay away from the extremes and really working with what feels good in your breathing. Seated side stretch. If you're sitting on a bolster, come off the bolster. Switch the cross of your legs. Bring your left hand out from your left hip about 12 inches and bring the palm flat onto the ground. Inhale, reach your right arm up and overhead, reaching over the ear. And then exhale, relax your jaw. Inhale, spread open your ribs as you breathe. Exhale, slide your left shoulder blade down the back away from the ear. Inhale, spread open the ribs again. And then when you exhale, spread your fingers away from each other and feel for an opening in the wrist. To come out of the pose, lead with your right arm. Inhale, pull yourself up and let your head be the last thing to come up. It's actually quite nice to use your left hand to press your head to center. And you want to use your full palm, not your fingertips. And then switch sides. So bring your right hand out to the right about 12 inches from the hip. Palm is flat on the ground. Inhale, lift your left arm up and overhead. And then exhale, relax your jaw. Inhale, spread the ribs open. Exhale, slide your right shoulder blade down the back away from the ears. Take one more inhale, fill up until you're comfortably full. And then on exhale, spread open your hand. So spread the fingers away from each other, feel for an opening in the wrist. When you come out of the pose, let your head be the last thing to come up. Inhale, use your left arm, pull yourself up. And on exhale, press your head to center with your palm on your cheek. Okay, we're gonna work into the abdominals now. So you'll grab your block or your second yoga mat or blanket, and you wanna roll it up so it's kind of beefy. Like you're looking for something you can actually squeeze in between your legs. And then lay down on your back. Bring your feet flat onto the mat so your knees are bent, and place the block or whatever you've got in between your legs relatively close to the pubic bone. If you've got a block, you can choose which width feels the best. And if you have a block, you won't be able to put it very close to your pubic bone because it can be quite uncomfortable. Right, so look for comfort here, but make sure you get a good squeeze and it's in your upper inner thighs. Okay, from here, interlace your hands behind your head and wrap your arms in towards your face. Abs with, we'll just call it abs with the block. Okay, abs with the block. Take a deep inhale and hold your breath. Curl your pubic bone towards your belly button and squeeze whatever you've got in between your legs. Exhale, lift your head and your shoulder blades off the ground. Elbows point up towards the ceiling. At the end of your exhale, pull your belly in. Inhale, come all the way down to the ground. And then exhale, pause here for a moment, relax your jaw. Deep inhale, fill up. Now hold your breath. Curl your pubic bone towards your belly button. So you're working on turning on your low abs here. Squeeze whatever you've got in between your legs. Exhale, lift your head and your shoulder blades up off the ground, reaching the elbows up towards the ceiling. And then pull your belly in very strongly. Inhale, relax and come all the way down. Exhale, pause here, relax your jaw. Deep inhale, fill up till you're comfortably full. And then pause, hold your breath, curl pubic bone towards belly button, squeeze. Exhale, lift your head and your shoulder blades up off the ground. And then pull the belly down. Inhale, come all the way down. And exhale, just relax. We're gonna do three more rounds, and this time we're gonna take out a little bit of the relaxing in between the rounds. So it'll be just a little bit faster. Deep inhale, fill up just till you're comfortably full. And then hold your breath. Curl your pubic bone towards belly. Squeeze. Exhale, lift your head and your shoulder blades up. Pull belly in. Inhale, come down. Take a deep inhale. And then pause here and hold your breath. Curl pubic bone towards belly. Squeeze. Exhale, lift your head and your shoulder blades up. Remember, your elbows reach up towards the ceiling. And then pull belly muscles down. One more deep inhale, come down. Fill up till you're full. And then pause. Curl pubic bone towards belly. Squeeze the block. Exhale, lift your head and your shoulder blades up. Pause here, squeeze the block again, pull belly down. Inhale, come all the way down, and then exhale, pause, stay down, and remove the block or whatever you got from in between your legs. Downward facing dog. So curl over and come onto your hands and your knees. Press your palms into the mat and make sure that your fingers are spread open like a star. Relax your neck here and slide your shoulder blades down your back. Deep inhale. Exhale, curl your toes under, lift your knees up, and come into downward facing dog. If you're new to yoga, downward dog, you should look kind of like a triangle shape. From here, begin your comfortable breathing. Inhale, fill till you're comfortably full. And exhale until you're comfortably empty. As you work in this pose, can you still learn to feel the comfort of your breath? Inhale. And exhale. Keep going, do a few more rounds of breathing. If your hamstrings are tight here, bend your knees. You don't want to strain your hamstrings. If you find your shoulders are hunched up by your ears, slide your shoulder blades down the back and wrap them around towards your pecs. So you're really broadening through the upper back. Couple of options. We're coming to standing here from downward dog. So if you're feeling sprightly today, you can inhale and on your exhale, jump in between your palms. You can also step one foot at a time or set your knees down and step up and come to standing. Sun salutations. Bring your hands to your heart in what we call namaste or prayer pose. So it's just that classic prayer position where the palms are touching and you're at the center of your chest. I love sun salutations and I always have fond memories of them because they're the first thing that I ever taught in a public yoga class. And I totally messed them up, but I loved them and I had such a good time. So I want to share them with you. Okay, from here, inhale, lift your arms up and overhead. Exhale, come into a forward bend and bring your hands down onto the ground. Lunge pose, inhale, step your left leg back for lunge. Exhale, set the knee down and uncurl the toes. Inhale, lift your arms up and overhead. Exhale, hands come down to either side of the front foot and step back into push-up position. Deep inhale. On exhale, you can set your knees down or keep them up. Come all the way down to the ground. Low cobra. The tops of your feet are flat on the mat. Inhale, bring your hands forward about 12 inches with your elbows pointing outward. And then on exhale, elbows come in and lift yourself up so you're in a mini back bend. So your palms are on the ground, your forearms are close to the ground, and your elbows are up off the ground. And having your elbows spread like that at first helps you to find that position. Take a deep inhale. Exhale, come down to the ground and press back into downward facing dog. Inhale, step your left foot in between your hands for lunge. Exhale, set your right knee down and uncurl the toes. Inhale, lift your arms up and overhead. Exhale, hands come down to either side of the front foot, step forward into forward bend. Inhale, curl up and reach your arms up and overhead. You can even look up towards the ceiling. Exhale, hands come down to the center of the chest in namaste. Another round. Inhale, lift your arms up towards the sun. Exhale, forward fold. Inhale, step your right leg back for lunge. Exhale, set the knee down and uncurl the toes. Inhale, lift your arms up and overhead. Exhale, hands come down, step back into push-up position. Deep inhale, pull your abs in. Exhale, set your knees down or keep them up, come all the way down to the ground. So you're doing a half push-up. Uncurl the toes, low cobra, hands come forward about 12 inches. Inhale, press yourself up into that mini back bend. So your hands, your elbows, and your shoulders are in alignment here. It's like cobra, it's just further forward. So it's not as an intense back bend. Deep inhale. Exhale, come all the way down and press back into downward facing dog. Inhale, step your right foot in between the palms for lunge. Exhale, set the back knee down and uncurl the toes. Inhale, lift your arms up and overhead. Exhale, hands come down, step forward into forward bend. Inhale, curl up, lift your arms up, again reaching towards the sun or where the sun should be or could be or is. And exhale, hands to the heart. Two more rounds. We're going to speed them up a little bit. If you need extra time, no big deal. Take the time that you need. Inhale, lift your arms up and overhead. Exhale, forward bend. Inhale, step your left leg back, set the knee down, uncurl the toes, and lift your arms up. That's all on the inhale. Exhale, hands come down, step back into push-up position, and come all the way down to the ground. Low cobra, inhale, lift your heart, lift up. Exhale, come back down to the ground and press back into downward facing dog. Inhale, step your left foot in between the palms, set your right knee down, uncurl the toes, and lift your arms up. Exhale, hands come down, step forward into forward bend. Inhale, curl up, reach your arms up, spread the fingers. Exhale, hands to the heart in namaste. One more round like that. Inhale, lift your arms up and overhead. Exhale, dive down and come into a forward bend, hands to the ground. Inhale, step your right leg back for lunge. Set the knee down, uncurl the toes, lift your arms up and overhead, lift your ribs up. Exhale, hands come down, push up position, come all the way down. Low cobra, inhale, lift the chest. Exhale, come on down and press back into downward facing dog. Inhale, step your right leg forward for lunge. Set the knee down, uncurl the toes, lift your arms up. Exhale, hands come down, step forward into forward bend. Inhale, curl up, lift your arms up. Exhale, hands come to the heart in namaste. and then pause here for two breaths and just feel, what do you notice in your body? Back release pose. Come onto the ground. Lay down. Start with your knees bent, feet flat. Bring your left ankle onto your right thigh and the knee tips out to the left. Inhale, bring the knees towards the chest. And then exhale, grab around your right hamstring. So your left arm goes through the space between your legs and the right arm comes around the right side of the leg. Clasp your hands together. And then on exhale, draw your knees in towards the chest. So you're feeling for a stretch. It's going to be somewhere in the left hip or the left glute. It just depends kind of where you have tightness in and around the hips. And then staying here for three comfortable breaths. So if you're really tight, keep feeling for comfort. Inhale down into the belly till you're comfortably full. And exhale, relax your jaw. Do a couple more breaths like that. On your next exhale, release your hands, set your foot down, and switch sides. So set the left foot down and cross your right ankle over your left thigh, knee tips out to the right. Inhale, bring the knees towards the chest, clasp your hands around your left hamstring. And then on exhale, pull the thighs in towards the belly, towards the chest. If you get confused here, just remember your right hand goes through the space between your legs and your left hand comes around and meets and they wrap behind. If you have trouble holding on here, you can hold on to your pant leg. You don't want to force anything, so just keep it simple. Inhale down into belly. Take a deep inhale. When you exhale, relax your jaw. And take a few more breaths. Every time you inhale, just feeling for comfort. Just feel for comfort. And every time you exhale, just feel for relaxing a little bit more. On your next exhale, go ahead and release your hands and set your feet down. And then stretch yourself out for Shavasana. So in Shavasana, the idea here is to be as comfortable as possible. So if you need a blanket or you need something under your knees so you can really relax, and go ahead and grab something. And stretch yourself out. Let go now of conscious control of your breathing and just allow yourself to come into your normal, natural rhythm. And then just be free here. Let yourself sink down towards the ground. If you feel comfortable, you can let kind of the top side of you start to open up towards the sky. And just allow yourself to breathe and be for a little while here. Okay. Go ahead now and start to deepen your breathing. Begin to wiggle your fingers and your toes. Gently start to stretch your body. And then curl over onto your side and press yourself to sitting. Bring your hands to your heart in namaste. And take a deep inhale. Exhale. Thank you so much for taking class with me. Namaste.